Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
Amen. I think we're back. Praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning. And we are grateful to God, for this is the day that the Lord has made. Thank God for his grace and his mercy. And isn't that song exactly what we want him to do? Change me, oh God. Amen. Welcome to our prayer call. And I'm so glad to be with you. I am back in the U.S. of A. And I'm grateful to God. I was so happy to be home. You know, it's good to be away. I've enjoyed my time, and boy, did I learn so much and get to experience and see so much while I was in the land of Israel. But you know how it is: be it ever so humble, there's no place like home. That's until, of course, I got off that plane and felt that air, that cold air. Lord, have mercy. It's cold, y'all. But I know y'all know already. But we thank God for safe travels across the seas. We are grateful and thankful to God for getting home safely, for everyone making it back. So just thank God. And thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your prayers as we traveled to and fro on the airways. We were in the water. We did some water travel while we were there on the Sea of Galilee. My God, on the Sea of Galilee, able to take a boat, and that was quite an experience. And we had worship service on the Sea of Galilee, and that was exciting just to be able to be out there like Jesus would have been. And so that was such a blessing. Amen. I know you are still in fasting time, and I am with you. Amen. Much of their diet in Israel is vegetarian. They don't eat very much, from what we could tell. So every meal began with these like five or six different types of salad, which was pretty amazing that we were on this fast. And just in the fast, pretty much in a lot of ways, falls right into their normal diet. So they start every meal, including breakfast, y'all, including breakfast, with a salad, different types of salad. So salad like we know, and then they have beet salads, and they'll have cucumber and onion salads, and just four or five different types of salad that begin every meal. And then they'd give you hummus. Now, I know some of y'all eat that. I have not eaten so much hummus in all my life. And I've eaten the last 8 days to kind of prepare it in so many different ways. But it also reminded me how unhealthy our diets can be here in the United States, where every meal is laden with meat, where and our diet, you know, we know it, is meat is the centerpiece of every meal that we eat in the U.S. And in Israel, the centerpiece of every meal are the vegetables. It's what comes from the earth. And so I'm just grateful. It was a great experience, and it was a rewarding experience. And I am just thankful to God that He has blessed me and my wife to be able to, at this stage of our life, to be able to go and to see and visit and be a part of that holy land. And so my prayer is that as many people as want to go, as many Christians be able to go to experience it. So thank God for it. I'm grateful to God. As we continue down the road, we continue down the road of our fast and really getting closer to God and spending time with God. Don't forget tonight, we're going to join in at our recharge, and we're going to spend some time with the Lord there. And I'm excited about that. If I can get some pictures done up and made to look clear, I'll try to maybe show some pictures from the trip just to get you acclimated to some of the things. It's just so exciting, and I wanted to just somehow bring our church along, just so you can see all the things that we experienced, some of the things that we experienced, and just tying them to the scripture. What an absolute blessing to be able to do it. And so we continue to fast. We continue to pray and seek God. As you're seeking God, here's the thing that struck me today, this morning, as we're turning back to the U.S. and coming back from that place and coming home to America and all the things that that we do, and, you know, coming back to our regular routine, getting back ready for worship and for the kids in school and me at work and my wife at work and all the things that go with what we do as a norm, just stopping to reflect and saying, Lord, that I might be changed towards holiness, towards being more close to you. Recognize my daily routine and recognize how it affects me and my walk with the Lord. And so looking for God to help me to change, that really is what this whole thing was about. Lord, help me to change. I prayed for a spiritual revolution, and I just believed God for just a closer walk with Him, to see Him and experience Him in a completely different way. And I think that God has answered that prayer. And so now it's incumbent upon me and you to seek God about how can we change, how can I change to be conformed to the image of Jesus, to be conformed to the image of Jesus. And it's not just sometimes we think of, I can change by praying more, which absolutely I can, and I need to. And when looking at how much Jesus prayed in Scripture, and looking at when He says He went up to the mount to pray, He climbed up, as I looked at some of the places where He would have in Galilee, for instance, in Caesarea, and when you look at these places and look at the mountains, we ain't talking about no little hill. We're talking about a climb. It's a climb to get up and to go there to pray. And I understand, I think, why He did not take all of His disciples, not just because Peter, James, and John were what we call and consider to be his inner circle. But I believe that with all 12, he would have been slowed down getting up to the place where he wanted to pray. And the question of whether or not all 12 could make that journey. And so even in that, I am compelled to change my health situation. Look at that. We talk and try to look at just the spiritual, and we say, oh, he prayed more. But after being in that holy place, I see what it took for him to be able to pray. He had to climb these mountains to be able to spend that solitude and sacred and quiet time with the Father. And one of the things that I have to conclude from that is that Jesus must have been strong and healthy, because if they're not easy mountains to climb. So I'm compelled to see, Lord, how can I change my health? We ask God to heal us all the time. But is it possible, y'all, that sometimes, many of the times, I would suggest that the healing that God wants us to have and to receive and to accept is really that we would perhaps deal differently with what's going in our body, deal differently. I don't realize how much meat I eat in relation to vegetables until really I take this fast this year. It's even more in my face because I was in a different land for the entire first part of this fast. And then to see what we call a sacrifice in our eating in Israel is very easy. It's very easily done because it is a big part of there already. And so we might not be, just listen to me, we might not be sacrificing as much as we think we are in relation when we go to a Daniel fast. Daniel was actually saying, I'm going to get back to my normal diet. I'm not going to stuff myself with the king's delicacies to show my solidarity with my people. I'm going to eat how my people eat for the most part. And so the Lord is challenging me on my diet. What am I eating? And if what I'm eating really is helping and preparing me for where I'm going. And so these are the things I really want us to think about when we start asking God to change us, not just these deep spiritual things that we often bring up, but let us also look at the things that are happening within us, the things that we're putting in our body. What are we doing? Are we exercising? Are we able to climb the mountain to spend time with God? Amen. Let's pray, y'all. Father, Lord, I love you. So grateful, so happy to be back home with my family and with friends and members of our church and people whom I love. And I thank you, Lord, that you have taken us safely and brought us back safely. I am grateful. I am grateful. And so, God, I pray that as we pray and continue to fast for change, I pray, Lord, that you would help us to make the changes in our lives, not just the spiritual things that we talk about, but, God, some of the things that we need to change as it refers to what we eat, how much sleep we're getting, how we're taking care of giving us. And I pray that you would help us to be better and to grow and to get stronger as we desire to spend time with you. Help us to energize our body. Help us to think about what we're putting in us, because that's the energy that we will be able to tap into as we move forward. So, Lord, bless us today. Help us to change something a little bit further today than we did yesterday. Maybe we won't eat as much as we have eaten in the past. Perhaps we will spend more time reflecting on your goodness today. But God, help us to change something today that helps us to get closer to you. And we thank you and we love you. We bless you and we praise you because this is the day that you have made. You made it, and we go and rejoice and be glad in it. God, bless us as we do your will and as we look to get stronger in your purposes. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I pray that you be blessed. I'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock where we're going to get into the presence of the Lord and spend some time with God and bring our requests to him and also listen to what God is saying to us. Amen. God bless you. Talk to you. Bye.